Rumi says, I have come to drag you out of yourself and take you in my heart. I have come to bring out the beauty you never knew you had and lift you like a prayer to the sky. If no one can recognize you, I do, because you are my life and my soul. Don't run away, accept your wounds, and let bravery be your shield. Some things never change. He said, don't run away, accept your wounds, and let bravery be your shield. It takes 1,000 stages for the perfect being to evolve. Don't be impatient. It takes 1,000 stages for the perfect being to evolve. What is important is to have a good place to sit. Then evolvement comes by itself, growing happens by itself. Like the Zen people say, sitting silently, doing nothing, spring comes and grass grows by itself. The hard thing is to stop. The hard thing is to trust. The hard thing is to find peace. The hard thing is to find that love. When you have found that, then it's easy to rest. Then it's easy to stop. Don't run away, accept your wounds, and let bravery be your shield. It takes 1,000 stages for the perfect being to evolve. Every step of the way, I will walk with you and never leave you stranded. Be patient, do not open the lid too soon. Simmer away until you are ready. Simmer away. The cook knows what he's doing. Otherwise, stomach ache. Not cooked chickpeas. There it came again. That's the hard work of the master. Remind you on every level how to create, and not only create, but how to be a beautiful meal. Be patient, do not open the lid too soon. Simmer away until you are ready. Some people get very excited because they've been so cold so long, and just a little heat, just a little insight, and they run. No. Have to cook well. In this game, I make the rules. Rumi says, in this game, I make the rules. Of course, if you want to learn. How many masters is going to be? Yes, only one master. But the master has to show you to become that one master. In this game, I make the rules. I roll you like a ball and chase you when I choose. And he doesn't choose, but things happen by itself. If you have pain, he has pain with you. If you have joy, he has joy with you. He just hopes, hang in there. You think you love me, I love you much more. I have come to drag you out of yourself and take you in my heart. I have come to bring out the beauty you never knew you had and lift you like a prayer to the sky. If no one can recognize you, I do, because you are my life and soul. Don't run away. Accept your wounds and let bravery be your shield. It takes 1,000 stages for the perfect being to evolve. Every step of the way I will walk with you and never leave you stranded. No, it's up to you. This can be a beautiful walk. Or you can be one of those unruly children who doesn't trust, who think they know. And give a headache for the papa, for the mama. Don't go there. Be patient. Do not open the lid too soon. Simmer away until you are ready. In this game, I make the rules. I roll you like a ball and chase you when I choose. When you are a ball, this Rumi forgot to say, then you are easy to roll. Then it's a different quality than of the rolling. It's just playing. And roll, every ball likes to roll. Because that's what the ball is for. It's easy. It's effortless. In fact, it's very, very grateful that you're playing with me. I am a ball. I've been sitting here so long. No, you come. The ball is very... The difficult thing is, maybe the translation, I don't know. But ball... It's easy to roll a square. That is what is difficult. And that's what takes time. Because slowly, slowly, all the sharp edges get broken away. When Rumi plays with these people, they go on and go on. Slowly, slowly, this stone becomes round. No sharp edges. Then ball, then no problem. But to roll a brick, you need patience. But it's possible to make it into the ball. It is possible. And miracles do happen, don't they? They do happen. And then we are very happy. So happy that you were hanging in there. Now you see yourself. No, it's a new beginning now. This is not the end, it's a new beginning. Beloved Swar, it's magic to be here. Now, even for the first time with my kid, I'm slowly landing. It takes a lot longer time with the kid around. My mind is still partly fogging my view, but some issues are coming up. I can see that one thing holds me back now. It has been holding me back for some years. I know it's wrong, but it is still how I feel. It has a grip on me. Here it is. My love for my child stands between me and my freedom. I believe, in a way, it also hinders his freedom. Still, I cannot let it go. The love for him overwhelms me, takes me over, drowns me. It becomes too big. I experience that if anything happened to my child, I would not be able to take it. If he died or something serious happened to him, I would die with him. I find these feelings to be life negative. It makes me serious, worrying, and controlling. It is like I can never be a master of my life with these feelings. Is this true? Can the love for one's child hold back one's own freedom? With love and gratitude. Chetan. You say, slowly I'm landing. Yes, slowly is you landing. And how good it is to land. When you land, then everything settles down then. Don't you, haven't you been in the plane? Sometimes it's turbulence. No, I've been many times, because it seems like I have been many times in planes in this life. And sometimes it's bad turbulence, and it comes, and everybody, so you can feel the fear in the airplane, and it goes woo, 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 and then boom, 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 boom. And it menaced, and people are even clapping. Hey! And you feel this wave of relief through the plane. We survived. And that is nothing for this landing. This is, again and again and again, relief. We are landing. Slowly landing. It takes a lot longer time with the kid around. A kid is a big responsibility. My mind is still partly fogging my view, but some issues are coming up. I can see that one thing holds me back now. Yeah, this is what we have to look at. What is holding us back? And you can only see that when you stop and see clearly. Otherwise, you can just go in the fog. And it's so easy. And now you know. You have tried again now. There's no escape, my dear Chetan. And why escape from what you are longing for? This is the amazing things. How people go on running away from what they want. I know it's wrong, but it's still how I feel. It has a grip on me. Yes. It must be wrong, because somewhere in you, you know you are free. Then who the fuck is keeping a grip on you? Don't let anybody keep a grip on you. That means you are not free then. My love for my child stands between me and my freedom. I believe, in a way, it also hinders his freedom. Still, I cannot let it go. It can't be love. Love never stands between freedom. And love never stands between you and your child. But if it's not love, if it's protection, if it's fear, if it's possessiveness, then it hinders your freedom. And it hinders his freedom. And it has a grip on you. So this is how it is. In the name of love, you're going in the same trap, what we have done for generations. Like the parents are saying, they love you. Yeah, they love. They don't know any other love. But it's just possessiveness. Don't leave me alone. And it goes both ways. And then you're trapped. You can't leave the parent, and the child can't leave you. then you have a trap. Then you have this grip. And this possessiveness and this holding and this fear that you give to the children, that is the fundamental thing of all neurosis. That's why people are so scared, so fearful, so neurotic, because we get fixed of this mother and father. And it's so much therapy and so much psychology in this from the childhood. I don't talk so much about it because it's not really my area. But the past is past. And if the past is past, then the childhood is definitely past. And the mama and the papa is also past. And only when you see that you are free and they are free, can you be free. So love is there, but it's mixed. And this, what you need to do, the whole work, is to purify this love, which takes courage. And that is the greatest thing you can give to your child and to yourself. Because then instead of fear, we give people courage. Instead of fear, we give them love. Instead of protection, we give them freedom. But how can we teach that if we don't have it? It's so ingrained, these patterns, that it comes unconsciously, because this is how it has been for generations and generations. You become overprotective, and then the child starts getting neurotic. And it's very important that the child is with many people. It doesn't only get locked with the mama or the papa. Then you get totally fixated and overprotective of the child. And this overprotectiveness is not healthy, it's sick, it's neurotic. Then you can't live without the child. You are dependent on the child. And the child is dependent on you. That's crazy. The child is dependent on you up to a certain time. But you should practice all the time and train them to be independent. If people had more consciousness, then this wouldn't happen, because you know you want to be free. And if you know you want to be free, you want to be happy, isn't that what you want to give the one you love? It's pretty easy. But that takes courage. I cannot let it go. The love for him overwhelms me, takes me over, drowns me. It becomes too big. I can relate to that kind of love. It takes over, drowns me, comes too big. But that is, I think, is a different love. We have different loves, it seems like. Love should be like that. But then it's no grip then. And if the child feels that this trust, it just give him space, it just give him happiness, then he will be healthy then. I experienced that if anything happened to my child, I would not be able to take it. You have just become a little overprotective, Chetan, in your old days. And you, who were such a wild guy, this is what you should teach him. And in the West, here in the Western civilization, people are so overprotected. Even the children. I've been so much in India and in the Himalayas, and there, when you have just a 5, 6, 7-year-old kid, he's taking care of the buffaloes or the goats. Far in the mountain, I met little children. 8, 9-year-olds who are carrying their little sister, 2, 3 years old. Unthinkable for many people in the West. Oh, be careful, be careful. Even if the laces are open, be careful. It's no wonder people get neurotic and fearful. By running there on the mountain path, they have to learn awareness. They have to be responsible to take care of the cows, the goats, the buffaloes. They learn very early responsibility. They learn how it is in life. They become strong, independent. Of course, love is there. Don't you think the parents love them? But this is how life is. But because our life is so protected, it just becomes ideas. There's no reality in it. If he died or something serious happened to him, I would die with him. You will die and he will die also. This is the fact. We all will die. So what? What's next? This is the fact. Okay, see life as it is. But there's something bigger than life and death. That is the freedom. Connect to that. Then there is no fear. Then there is understanding. How can you protect him? You're always going to walk over him like an umbrella? Some parents are like that. They always, especially when the children, they always taking care of, blah, 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 blah. Poor children. And this is how you have been created also. Many of you have this neurosis from the childhood. Don't get rid of it. Don't give it to your children. If he died or something serious happened to him, I would die with him. Nothing is serious. Relax. What then, if nothing is serious? Huh? Can you imagine? Can you just imagine? This is mind-boggling. And out of that, real care happens. Real love happens. Not the possessive love, not the fearful love. Then the real caring, a real understanding, real compassion that will lift you and the child to the sky. I find these feelings to be life negative. They are. It makes me serious. Yes, they do. Worrying and controlling. Yes, yes, yes. It is like I can never be a master of my life with these feelings. Absolutely true. That's why I say, welcome back. The work is not finished. But these feelings, remember, it's just feelings, it's just past, it's just ingrained there. They can easily go. But then you have to be a little more steady also. Can the love for one's child hold back one's own freedom? No. But other things can. With love and gratitude, Chetan. I will read you something beautiful of Kyle Gibran on children. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life, life's longing for itself. And that we, what we all are. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. Get it straight. Get it in there. They come through you, but they don't belong to you. And though they are with you, they don't belong to you. You may give them your love, and this is very important, but not your thoughts. You might give them your love, but not your thoughts. Huh? But how can you give them the love if you are only thoughts? And if it's one thing you have, it's thoughts. That you are providing freely with the little children, innocent children. And no wonder they get big heads, full of worry. Just like Mama and Papa. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts. For they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls. Because they need house, they need you. They are little, they don't know how to take care of themselves. They need food, they need house, they need love, they need understanding. But love, not thoughts. Teach them to think themselves. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you. Every parent, it seems like, should have that tattooed on his hand. This has been the suffering for thousands of years. The parents want them to be like them. You may strive to be like them. You may strive to be like them. Like Jesus said, you have to become like little children to enter into my kingdom of God. You can strive, you can be innocent, you can learn from the children. But don't corrupt the children, they are innocent. Be very alert what you are teaching them, what you are showing them. For life goes not backward, nor tarries with yesterday. Life goes not backward, it goes forward. And what is helpful into the future, into the unknown? Awareness is there. Trust, courage, a readiness to go on. This is what will help you. No thoughts, no books, no rules, no. An awareness into the moment. That is the only thing that will help. That is the intelligence. You are the bows from which your children are living arrows and sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon his path of the infinite, and he bends you with his mighty strength. let his arrows may go swift and far. Let our bending in the archer's hand be for gladness. For even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves also the bow that is stable. You need both. You need to be stable. Stable like the mountain. And you need to be able to fly. With no contact on the earth. Weightless. Teach the children that they will be very happy. That is what's happening here. The art of grounding and the art of flying. Beloved Master, thank you for giving me a topic to write about my Russian heart. You always understand my tears, beloved, and my joy, and you always understand what is behind the world, always. Thank you for showing me the direction. In the beginning, beloved friends, my Russian heart was Ukrainian heart, which was then named as Soviet. In Estonia, where I moved to and lived for 13 years, it was not allowed to name it Estonia. But because of compassion to it, my stepmother country, somehow my heart became half Estonian heart, however named as Russian. At the age of 40, after my mother's death, my half Estonian Russian heart got to know that it was actually half Jewish too. In Norway, it has become almost Norwegian, but Russian still anyways somewhere. Here at Dharma Mountain, my heart discovered that it was also Indian, Tibetan, Arabic, Chinese, Japanese, Turkish, Gypsy, Spanish, Latin, Sami. Beloved Master, I have followed my Russian heart and got many, many beautiful hearts. When you said Russian, it is true, beloved. I did not think the answer came out spontaneously. If you could question me about my Indian heart, I would answer always Indian. And anything else, always Sufi, always Arabic. Yes, I'm listening to my Russian heart. In this life, I'm lucky to have such a Russian heart. It is very empty to touch and to be touched and to embrace all other hearts. After such embrace, my heart was transformed by you, my beloved Master, into the sacred heart. Heart has no nationality or race. It's impossible to change it by a document. Only your sweet tears can clean, purify, and nourish this temple, this sacred heart. And flowers grow in silence. From Russia with love. Bauli. That is my whole work, to bring all these different hearts and nations into one nation, no? Into one heart. Forever at your feet, my beloved Master, my sacred heart, I love you. Yours, Bauli. Very good. And listen to these words of Rumi. I will never leave this house of light. I will never leave this blessed town. For here I have found my love, and here I will stay for the rest of my life. If this world turns into a sea of trouble, I will brave the waves and steer my ship to the safe shore of love. If you are a seeker looking for profit, go on, and may God go with you. But I am not willing to exchange my truth. I have found the heart and will never leave this house of light. Beloved, there are two things you don't want to do here in Dharma Mountain. The first one is to get caught by the new big super compost thing. He is now 60 degrees hot and hungry. The second thing is to lock yourself in the freezer. I have done it. That is two good things you don't want to do here. So Ram is, he is the one in the compost where the heat is, then you are the one in the freezer, as they call it. awareness, don't get stuck there. And the freezer is even worse. The compost bin, you can get pulled out because it's not that big. You see the feet, the shoes sticking out. And then some compassionate person can pull you out. But in the freezer, then nobody knows then. How did this happen? Well, Mr. K asked me to fix the freezer door since it was falling apart. And this was creating an imbalance with the temperature in the freezer fridge department. Due to cold air was seeping out from the freezer to the fridge, so the veggies started to freeze and getting cold. It was easily fixed, but to see that it was proper, I wanted to check it from the inside. Of the inside of the freezer with closed door. Laurel and Hardy, the repairman. Have you seen them? Laurel and Hardy, they fixed the freezer. It is a door opener on the inside of the freezer door that has been functioning. But to my big surprise, it had frozen stuck. So there I was, caught in the freezer in minus 20. Happily, I had my Norwegian wool jumper with reindeers on, so I kept me warm for 2 long minutes. Till Taruma came to my rescue. She looked more shocked than I. Where is Taruma? How was it when you saw Jaitanya? Huh?
I was locked in.
You were also locked in. Who came to your rescue? Bhakti. Very good. You see, luckily, we have each other. Huh? No, thanks to Dharma. Dharma, what should we do without you? Then we had to carry Jaitanya out. She looked more shocked than me, and then I realized that it could have been a long, long cold night, very cold. This is a reminder how fragile life is and how easily it can be taken away. Thank you, beloved, for sitting here with us in the forest. Thank you for sharing your love and silence. I love you, you're Jaitan. Very good, you're still here. You see how fragile life is. Hmm? Who would think, even in the Frisian Dharma Mountain, you can die. Any place, any time, accidents, freezer, compost bins, anything can happen. The only thing that will save you is awareness. Hmm? Awareness. But luckily, we are not alone. Thank you. And may everyone get out of the freezers. If you are in any fridge or freezer still, please get out of it. Otherwise, ask for help. And we will open your door. Because you are not supposed to be in the freezer. You are supposed to be in a room temperature. It's nice. So may everybody be warm and cozy and out from the freezers. However used you are to being in the freezer, there will be another life on the other side of the door. Aum Shanti. May everybody be warm. Okay, just to get a little warmth, and for Beata and Sita, Darsha, and of course everybody else. We will play a song. Govinda Radhe Jai Shri Radhe. Move those stiff shoulders, brother. Come on. Radhe, 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 Shyam Govinda, Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Govinda Radhe Radhe Shyam Gopala.